Iowa State Fair Grandstand, Friday, August 9th at 8 p.m. Check more at thechainsmokers.com.
Gym class coming your way here for a Wednesday on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We'll talk golf with you coming up in just a few minutes. The Major League Baseball trade deadline has just come and gone. We will talk about that for just a little bit. And we lost a brilliant Hall of Famer over the last 24 hours in football. All that and more coming up, Gym Class for Wednesday here on KGYM. Past three on a Wednesday, July 31st edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. We'll talk some golf coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Kyle Mann, our producer, here today as we take you through the Wednesday edition of the show. Big one coming up for you. A lot of golf talk, but to start things off here, and we'll get right to it here, Mark. You are not among the legion of Twins fans right now on Twitter that are clamoring for blood. Why didn't we make a trade? You're keeping your head among
they just about did a
you.
Couple days ago with Sergio Romo. Pitched an inning last night of scoreless relief. I mean, people are acting like this day is some sacred place in the, you know, I get the deadline, but if you haven't made moves by now to get yourself in position, that's my opinion. What's one day going to get you? I mean, I tweeted earlier, the Twins made their most important moves in the offseason with getting Nelson Cruz and Jonathan Scope and Marwin Gonzalez, C.J. Crone. They have 72 homers combined. The Twins are 24 games up in the division, over 500 right now. What more could I ask for? Yeah, I'd like to have another arm. Who wouldn't?
You're not giving away Byron Buxton to do it, though.
No.
Yeah. I would tend to agree about Byron Buxton. No,
just my opinion.
That. Not right or wrong.
And it's my own.
Just Mark's opinion.
Couple of interesting deals, though, made today. Shane Green, I think, going from Detroit to Atlanta, the relief pitcher.
Huge win for Atlanta.
Doesn't have many opportunities to save games in Detroit, but I think that's a big get for Atlanta. Jed Gurko goes from St. Louis to the Dodgers. The Cubs made a deal, sent Martin Maldonado, the catcher, to Houston for Tony Kemp, who's a utility player.
Kind of a super utility player.
You know, he could be very good, but he's a 240 career hitter.
Inning 227, I think, this year. Yeah. I looked up. And has a little bit of speed. A little bit of pop in there. The Cubs don't have a leadoff man. And maybe at times this will be a guy who can settle in every three or four games or something like that. Be a leadoff man in there. Maybe come in, pinch run at the end of some games. Who knows? Cardinals really didn't add. They subtracted a little bit. Although Jed Yurko, who has been on the 60-day IL. I always want to say DL. But Yurko is going to the Dodgers. And apparently he's going to be ready to play sooner than later for Los Angeles. Brewers pick up pitching help as well today. So if you have your National League Central scorecard right there, everybody didn't really make big moves, but just kind of some little stuff today as far as the National League Central is concerned.
The Twins got a 22-year-old pitcher from the Brewers organization who's never been higher than Double-A, but obviously, the Twins see promise in him down the road. I think what's as interesting is the players who thought were going to be moved weren't. Syndergaard went off the table sometime in the last 24 hours. Zach Wheeler is going to stay in New York. Bumgarner is going to stay in San Francisco. And by and large, I can't think of a blockbuster. I mean, Bauer for Puig, essentially, in that three-team deal was pretty interesting. But aside from that,
not a lot.
Not a bombshell.
Do you have one, Kyle? Do you have a bombshell?
I have nothing. I actually came in here. I don't want to overstate things.
I thought you had a bombshell.
No, nothing.
I thought you had a Kyle bomb to throw on us here.
No. It's a dark day to be a Cubs fan, I feel like. I don't want to overstate things, but all of a sudden, I feel like it's just a cold of splash water.
I thought you guys had all the
splash of
I
cold
thought you
water.
Guys had all the pieces in place at the start of the year.
No. I did a sports U in April that this team was far from ready to compete in the playoffs, and they went through the whole offseason, didn't do anything, and now sat on their hands at the trade deadline, and I don't have a whole lot to say. It's just extremely deflating because I feel like we're not even getting any effort out of the management with the Cubs, and we've heard for several years that this core is not going to be around together, not going to be together forever. And it seems like they're just mailing it in.
You got
down Kimbrel. The home stretch here.
Kimbrel's a good get.
Kimbrel's a good. He's good. Don't get me wrong. Kimbrel's good at the back end, but he was far from the only thing that they needed.
You don't expect David Phelps to get give the Cubs much.
No.
Okay.
No.
Tony Kemp.
Just kind of wanted to come in here and
vent a little.
Yeah.
You want my right or left shoulder?
I'll pick up the left later.
I'm hoping in 2021 to have the opportunity to do this. First of all, I hope they have the opportunity to be here. Secondly, I hope I have the opportunity to vent a little bit when the White Sox, who hopefully will be something in 2021, maybe a little bit next year.
Probably. But just got to stay aggressive. That's it.
There you go. Parades of prospects. What do you want out there? 319-366-1600. The Nationals got better, too. Picked up a couple of pretty good relief arms. But they're in the same division as the Braves. So, you know, what do you do at this point? Madison Bumgarner stays with the Giants. Giants do get rid of two relief pitchers, though. So, hey, I don't know what they're looking at. They're on the fence. They fell off the fence. They climbed back on the fence. So who knows what the San Francisco Giants are going to do about being a couple games over the 500 mark and being in the wild card chase in the National League. But everyone's got to beat the Dodgers in the National League. And I think everyone was the Braves had to do something because to be serious, as far as being in first place, second best record in the National League, if you sit on your hands, if you're the Atlanta Braves, you're just saying to the Dodgers, okay, we give up. You're going to win.
Shane Green's a good one.
Yes. So they had to do something. But I think everybody else is kind of just looking and going, yeah, I don't think this is going to happen.
Bob Nightingale of USA Today just tweeting, we have just witnessed the dullest trade deadline in ages.
They're not all great, ladies and gentlemen. They're just like races. They're not all great. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk some golf coming up here in just a little bit at 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Should mention this as well. Very sad news coming out of the world of National Football League. Nick Bonacani, who was the stalwart, probably, of the no-name defense back in the early to mid-70s for the Miami Dolphins of Don Shula, the undefeated season in 1972, passing away today. The Hall of Fame announced that, the Miami Dolphins announcing that. Did so much. He was a scout. He also, of course, was the face of the NFL for many years on Inside the NFL on HBO. For over 20 years, he was the host of that particular program and was battling some what people probably thought of as CTE in the last couple years of his life, and he passes away. Of course, he had his son who was paralyzed in a football, and just gone through a lot, good and bad, as far as Nick Bonacani is concerned. Uh-oh. Oh, look at this.
I just fired.
What'd the Cubs do?
Castellanos. Rosenthal. I haven't seen a return or anything yet, but Ken Rosenthal tweeted 1 minute ago, Nick Castellanos is headed to Chicago.
Oh, that'll put him over the top.
Now, we're right back in it. My mood.
Look at you.
I'll see you guys in October.
Okay.
I'm gonna go pop some champagne.
Do you really think that's going to beat the Dodgers?
No, I don't. They need a leadoff hitter.
Can he pitch?
We'll find out. They're probably going to find out. They've had like six position guys pitch.
So who did the Cubs give up?
I have not seen that. I saw the tweet and I just wanted to come in.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'll see you in October.
Yeah, just because the deadline has passed, news is going to trickle out here in the next few minutes, I think.
Yeah.
Deals that got done right at the deadline.
Oh, yeah. In that same boat is Mike Leake to the D-backs.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how they roll in probably in the next hour. So.
Diamondbacks are throwing some dice in here.
They're trying.
A little money into the pot.
There's a few teams out there, the Mets, the Reds, personally I think the Nats, the D-backs. There's a few teams out there who made some moves that I didn't necessarily consider contenders, didn't think would be as motivated to move, but they did.
Mm. Haven't seen who the Cubs have given up, but Ken Rosenthal is now saying that the Cubs have gotten the Tiger, Nicholas Castellanos, that according to The Athletic out there. He was scratched by the Tigers earlier today for their game today. 319-366-1600.
Rumblings that the Twins may have acquired left-handed pitcher Sam Dyson from the Giants. Unconfirmed at this point.
Another one.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. And of course, now everyone in Chicago, the Cubs have now won. You expected nothing else at that point, right? Oh, man. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk some golf here. We got some baseball in today, Mark. We got the big news in and we're going to talk some golf when we come back.
4A day at the baseball state tournament, right?
Correct. Yeah. The CIML playing right now, the first two games today, and Dowling over Southeast Polk 7-0. And Johnston is up, I think, 5-0 right now on Ankeny. So that's what we have, and it'll be Iowa City West coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Trojans mm-hmm. will play at the state baseball tournament. So best of luck to them as they will take on Pleasant Valley. Western Dubuque going to play in about 90 minutes or so out of the MVC. Take a break, come back, and talk golf with you on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class right after this here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There is a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here!
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Twins and the Marlins meet for Game 2. Two All-Stars meet in the middle game of this three-game series. This is Corey Provis, Jose Barrios for the Twins, and Sandy Alcantara for Miami on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swan.
I thought the deadline was at 3 o'clock. I thought the deadline was. You're not on. You got to talk into the mic, Mark.
News always trickles out. you know, after the deadline.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Cubs get a good bat out of Detroit. And the real winner, though, the Houston Astros, Zach Greinke going from Arizona. Arizona trading, doing two earlier trades, and now they trade their top pitcher, top line pitcher, to Houston. And now everyone saying, oh, Houston is the favorite. Houston Dodger, you ready? This is going to be fun now.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, the Yankees. Don't forget about the Yankees.
Who did nothing.
The Dodgers. Well, the Yankees got two platoons of good hitters. They just don't have any pitching.
That's what I mean.
They're just going to bludgeon you to death and try to win games that way.
Yeah.
Like they did in the Twins series about a week ago.
Twins got one of those games, Scott.
I know. I'm not saying they didn't. Not saying they didn't. 319-366-1600.
I wish there was a trade deadline in fantasy golf. We could have used it about 2 months ago, right, Scott?
You, me, everyone, our team, my team, everybody's team could have used that. So, yeah, we have that going. We do have a text on the text line, the Hirtina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. And I think Cyclone Tim is on the text line. Is that correct? Talking about his beloved Cincinnati Reds?
He is indeed. I'm a Reds fan. We got rid of a guy who had a tendency to get into fights on getting a pitcher who can chuck a ball from the pitcher's mound over the center field fence. Same old Reds.
I tell you what, though. The Cincinnati Reds had one whale of a fight last night. That was about as good a baseball. I mean, I don't want to publicize baseball fighting or anything like that or violence, but usually they're just kind of pushing and shoving and this and that and a lot of dancing around. But that thing last night, one of the Reds pitchers decided he wanted to take on the entire Pittsburgh Pirate ball club.
Yeah, and I want to get into golf here, but I'm telling you what, the Cincinnati Reds reliever, I forget his name right now, he's taken out of the game instead of heading for his own bench. Not only meanders, but sprints to the Pirates bench and starts wailing on people. And the Pirates have hit as many batters as any team in the major leagues, okay? But there's obviously something that sparked. And then Yasiel Puig went off. Reds manager was kicked out of the game earlier. Came out of the clubhouse and got involved. I mean, the Reds relief pitcher has got to be suspended for a while, I think.
Scooter Gennett to the Giants, by the way. The Reds are, sorry, Cyclone Tim, but the news gets worse for you, I guess, out there. I don't know. Get some prospects.
Puig goes to Cleveland, is going to be suspended there.
Oh, yeah.
For his involvement last night.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There are maybe, you know, hockey fights are way down, as you know, Brian.
Old-time hockey.
Yeah. Now, maybe they're escalating as far as Major League Baseball
right.
is concerned. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to talk some golf right now. And Brian Haas here from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. And they're a busy bunch down there. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a couple of moments. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class is brought to you by Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, St. Andrews Golf Club here in Cedar Rapids, also the Amana Colonies Golf Club, and a big thanks as well to Austad's Golf out at the Collins Square. Couldn't do it without those good folks out there. And beautiful weather out there, and why not? Because this is probably the biggest week, one of the biggest weeks, if not the biggest week that you have had all year out of Riverside.
It is. We're hosting the Iowa Open again this year and have a contract for the next 3 years as well going forward. So we will have them for three more years after this.
Indeed. And it gets started in earnest, in a couple of days?
Thursday,
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah. So we have the Pro-Am part of it, the Iowa Open Pro-Am, which is for charity. So we're going to give generous donations to our Give Foundation, Golf for Injured Veterans Everywhere, Puppies Jake, the USS Iowa, the Iowa PGA Foundation, and the Dance Marathon.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. Rick Swann joining us in studio.
Gentlemen.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Good, good, good. Good. Good to see you, Brian.
Yeah, you too.
We call him Straight Ball Swan these days.
That's right. Right down the middle.
That's good.
For 14 holes.
You're playing in the event. 14 holes.
I'm sorry?
You're playing in the event.
I am.
This is your home course.
My home course.
What are your expectations?
To be under par.
Okay.
At least. Mm. So I finished fourth last year.
Do you feel more pressure because it's your place?
No.
No?
What I have to do is not have fun on my golf course.
Yeah.
And go out and play it the way it was meant to be played.
Gotcha.
And don't cut the corners that we go horse around and cut corners on and have fun with.
Right.
And play the golf course the way it was meant to be played. And, mm-hmm. and I can shoot those numbers.
A lot of us have played down there. All of us have played.
Sure.
Never played from the far reaches of Blue Top Ridge.
Yeah, they'll play. The course will stretch out to about 7,500 yards, but they won't play that. They'll play a mixture of purple and orange, which are the last two tee boxes. So they'll play about 73 on any given day. So depending on wind direction, some of those holes will be orange and some of those holes will be purple. And should stretch out right around 73 each day.
Awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because if you went, pure tip.
Those par threes are 230-some-odd yards.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. And, if you have a little bit of help on the wind, like on 11, let's say we have a normal south wind, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So it's really playing maybe 215 or something like that. That's not a big deal. But if that's dead into the breeze at 230, you're not sure what to hit at that point.
Yeah. I have tried 16 from the far regions.
And I think most have, and I don't blame you.
You might as well try it.
When you stand on that last tee box, and if you haven't done that before, I suggest you do it. It's kind of cool. But but you stand on that last tee box and look at the flag. We'll actually try to see the flag.
See it. Yeah.
it looks like it's a mile away.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to your superintendent, Mike Nelson, coming up in a little bit because he's put a lot of time. Your entire staff have.
They have, yeah. And really what's really cool is, Mike has a history of some great golf courses and one of them being working at Hazeltine. And so he really takes pride in having the Iowa Open. And he started, I can't even tell you how long ago, to get the golf course ready. He'll let us know. And all the cool things that he's done to the golf course to prep it for this event.
Yeah, so we'll find out everything that goes into it at that time when we talk with Mike coming up in just a little bit. We've got, of course, that big tournament here in town, Cedar Rapids Amateur, mm-hmm. coming up this weekend, both the senior event and the regular event. So always a red letter day on the calendar. Swanee and I will
try. All my friends in competition.
Yeah.
Swanee will try and
We're
I
in.
Will try to.
Yeah.
We'll try to do the station proud. We'll see.
I have the best shot the following weekend. Does that count?
That counts.
That sure does.
Absolutely.
It's time to get out there and play.
Absolutely. That counts out there. So everyone trying to get their game, and it's kind of, everything's ramping up to now, into July, first part of August, and should have the best weather, best conditions, and hopefully your best part of your game ready to go.
Yeah, and with the cool nights right now, the golf courses are just in great condition right now. So everybody that's finishing up their club championships and their city championships, this is a great time of year right now.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean, Brian, for you and Blue Top Ridge, with all your contemporaries coming in to host this event?
Yeah, that's probably what I don't like the most. Is I do have a lot of contemporaries coming in, friends and fellow golf professionals and college players that I've seen over the years are participating, and it's just like when you have friends at your house, you want your house to look good, and it just takes a lot of little extra this and that, and it looks good every day.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it looks good every day, but for whatever reason, just like your own home, you clean it just a little bit more, sharpen it up just a little bit better, and that's really what we're doing right now. And this morning, I know Mike told me that he went out and stimped the greens, and they're at 12 already. So that's getting close to this countertop speed.
Wow.
And if they're 12 today, he'll mow them and roll them again tomorrow and then start Friday, and who knows what it'll do to them Friday. They'll probably be 13-plus on Friday.
Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's
That'll
fast.
Be fun.
Yeah.
That will be fun on some of those downhillers, especially right there. We'll talk more about that with Mike coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Let's talk about the PGA Tour, though, because we've got we just had a World Golf Championship. Brooks doesn't need to warm up. And he just comes out.
This is practice.
In the golf course and wins and just dusts the rest of the field. But there was a lot made of that. That was one of the two things that was made. That was a big event over the weekend. Everyone was Brooks wasn't in the parking lot 45 minutes ahead of his tee time. And everyone is just going absolutely crazy that he's not there. He warmed up off site.
Right.
He said. Right. And then made his way over there. Well, everyone's going to be doing it now.
The funny thing is, I think that's more of a media thing, and that it gets out that way, because there's been lots of great, great players over the years that have done the same thing. I'm drawing a blank, and I was trying to think of it earlier today when I heard that, who it was. But, you know, we've had great players in the history of golf that would hit 20 golf balls and go play. There's tons of them, and we just, the media wasn't what it was. You know, we can't tweet it out then, and all the other pieces to it, which is all great. It's just that now we're hearing it, and it's getting out there, and he's one of those players that doesn't feel like he needs to hit a lot of balls. He does his prep beforehand. He gets himself ready. I got to say, I'm the exact same way. I'm not going to hit but 30 golf balls maybe. And to go play. Yeah, that's it. You know, if that's all I got, I'm not going to fix it right there in 2 hours.
Can't he just point at the scoreboard and go, I won?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
Hey, Rick, your guy, you love Rory McIlroy, or you respect him a whole lot.
I like Rory a lot.
He was paired with Koepka in the final round for the first time ever. But I hate to say it, but more times than not, Rory hasn't gotten it done in the final round. What do you see from him?
I don't know. I think he's had one of, at least at the beginning of the year, he was having one of the best seasons out there and just not able to close on some of them. Yet he won a lot of events too. He's in the top 10 a lot. So, I mean, I don't know what it is, you know, with Rory there on Sunday.
A lot of good golfers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good
There was
golfers.
A lot of pressure on him at the Open Championship to win there.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, he seems to always be there, and he seems to be playing pretty well.
Yeah, I would agree. The other big news item that came out of that tournament and just golf in general over the last month or so has been the issue of slow play. And some pros calling out other pros about it.
That never happens.
No. There was a big to-do as far as some of the USGA tournaments. You hate to be critical of juniors and things like that, but the U.S. Girls Junior Amateur, there was one in particular. Girl took something like 3 minutes to read a 3-foot comebacker. And I understand it's the finals. I understand it's a very important event in her life. But holy cow.
Yeah, the sad part is typically somebody taught her that somehow.
You know, that's the first thing people
instilled
said.
Instilled it in her. That can be untaught and taught properly. So, you know, hopefully that happens. We've all played with slow players, and you know whether you can take it or you can't take it. You know, for me, I'm such a patient player anyway. It doesn't bother me. I don't want to play slow, but I can do it. I can also go the other way and pick up the pace. So some players need to stay at their pace, and that's just the way they were built. The rules have changed a lot. They're doing better at timing players. They just got to stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with the rules.
Is that the biggest problem facing golf right now? I think publicly, just that persona out there that it takes time.
Yeah, and well, just look at the new rules this year. With the used to be 5 minutes to look for a lost ball, it's now 3.
Mm-hmm.
The everyday rules of where if you hit a ball out of bounds, you used to have to go re-tee it. Now the new rule is you go to the point where it went out of bounds, you bring your ball to the edge of the fairway, take the same number of strokes, but play from there.
Mm.
So another pace of play. So the USGA is looking at it, and they are making the good calls for everyday play to get those rules better. Taking the pin out, that takes time.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed we played a practice round yesterday, played 9 holes, and we all left the pin in for the longer putts. So basically
like
over 20 foot, everybody just left it in. And then when we all got circled around the hole, the pin came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that saved time.
It does. We're going to give you the opportunity to text your questions to Brian coming up in just a little bit at 319-366-1600 as we get ready for the Wyndham Championship this week, the final event prior to the FedEx Cup playoffs. And this is the final chance to get in that 125.
That's it.
And you've got one more opportunity, and that includes Zach Johnson, unfortunately.
I know.
Needs a really big finish. You were thinking, Mark, probably top five, top three to get into the top 125.
Because he's around 150 right now, and he's going to need a very high finish. He'll tee off at 6:40 Iowa time tomorrow in the first round with Brendan Steele and Luke Donald.
Oh, good.
That would seem to be a favorable group for him.
I would say so, too, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very like players.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully has a good tournament.
Yeah.
So he can play a little bit more. Probably not going to be on the President's Cup team this year. But
probably not.
Hopefully get, like we said, into the top 125, and you never know what's going to happen after that.
He's a vice-captain, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
But won't be playing. Won't be playing, I meant, as far as the President's Cup is concerned. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk with Brian, superintendent down at Blue Top Ridge, Mike Nelson, and get his thoughts about what it takes to get a golf course ready to go for an event like the Iowa Open coming up starting tomorrow down there. We'll take a break. Have more Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way after this here on KGYM.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, Amana Colony's golf club winds its way serenely along 18 holes, and from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings have led to Amana Colony's golf club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. Amana Colony's golf club, in the heart of historic Amana, Iowa, is the perfect golf experience. Tee times may be booked up to 14 days in advance. Call 319-622-6222 to make your reservation or book now online.
Whether your project's below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We sell expertly maintained used equipment from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and boom lifts. Visit us online to search our inventory of more than 4,000 equipment categories and get custom information on any unit. Visit unitedrentals.com/used today.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Thank you.
Back with you on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. As we talk golf, your questions for Brian coming up in just a little bit. If you'd like to text those in to the text line at 319-366-1600. But right now, we're going to talk with the man getting everything ready. He and his staff down at Riverside for the Iowa Open, and that is Mike Nelson. You want to give the a star-studded introduction to this man, Brian?
Yeah, unfortunately, he's the one that I tease every morning and say, hey, and I rub my hand on the marble in the golf shop and say, do the greens feel like this today? Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on. And long days, long weeks. In fact, Brian was telling us you guys have been, you and your staff anyway, and Brian and everybody down at Blue Top Ridge have been working on this, getting the course ready for the last, really the last 2 months in preparation for the Iowa Open.
Yeah, I mean, with the high-end resort we are, you know, we're always striving for the best in conditioning and customer service and all that. But, you know, as we get closer to the Iowa Open, that's kind of a big event for us. And we really try and get things to shine on the golf course side of it and get in tournament mode.
Mike, the phrase getting it ready, what does that mean exactly for you?
So we just really start paying attention to details out there, you know, edging the sand traps, you know, getting the sand depth right in the bunkers, you know, taking a look at those green speeds. We try and set ourselves up to have the greens rolling real nice and smooth for the event. So, you know, we're doing things. We're timing our top dressing, which is, you know, throwing that light layer of sand out at the right time, applying growth regulators and trying to get our fertility out ahead of that event enough where things are getting kind of lean and the grass plants are getting a little bit thinner and you can hit those green speeds a little bit more easy. So, yeah, and of course you're always at the mercy of Mother Nature you know, what that's going to throw at you. So, you know, you do the best you can. You have a kind of a routine and a plan, you know, working towards it. And, you know, sometimes it works out. Like this year, the weather's been fantastic leading up to it. And sometimes you're dealing with rain and other things, which makes it a lot more challenging. But, you know, the weather's just been fantastic. But, you know, the turf really likes the, you know, 60-degree mornings and lower humidities. It makes it challenging keeping things watered, but I think I'd rather have it this way than too wet.
Mike, what's your main objective between rounds?
It's just a matter of kind of revisiting all the main, like, playing corridors. So, you know, we'll mow tees in the evenings, fairways, intermediate rough. The primary rough, let that go. You know, we just mow it once early in the week here, which we've run through everything. The height of cut had bumped up slightly from our normal daily play. We had a fertilizer application a couple of weeks ago. So things are pretty green and lush and hopefully that rough will come into play and be a little bit challenging too. But we really hit the kind of a tournament routine that you know, we do in the morning, mowing, rolling greens in the morning, raking sand traps, raking all the bunkers in the mornings, and then we follow it up by a second shift in the evening after play and kind of clean everything up and do some more mowing. So it's challenging, some long days, but it kind of energizes everybody, including myself, on the ground staff, with you know, working towards this tournament and you know, having everything look its best, and it's fun to work toward.
Yeah, what I like too is he gets involved with the rules officials and making sure that the golf course is marked properly, that we all agree where the hazards are and where the lines start and end. The other nice thing that we really went through this year was looking at our prairie grass, because that's a really integral part of the golf course and how it plays. And some of those areas are perfect and wispy, and you can find your ball in there even though it looks like you might not be able to. But when you actually step in, you realize how thin it is. It just looks tall. And then other areas, you can't control some of the heavier stuff that grows in. So Mike took the opportunity to go in and he crops some of that down to make it more of that wispy look. And where you can at least find your ball, but you may not have a great shot, but you're not going to lose your golf ball. And so he looks at the golf course that way too, and says, okay, where are they going to lose balls in this area? And make sure that prairie grass is not necessarily playable, but findable.
Yeah.
I might add with the fescue or the prairie grass out here, that's something that truly, it depends on the weather too, you know, whether we had a very wet spring and some of it was very thick and very lush and, you know, it was almost unplayable. It was tough to find a ball, but the dry weather that we've had in the last month here has really thinned it out a bit in areas and made it a lot more playable. And aesthetically, it, you know, has kind of a dried out look, which is a really nice contrast between, you know, the nice green playing corridor, and then you have kind of the unmowed, you know, foot, 2 foot type of fescues that we have. With the contrast, I think is pretty neat.
So I saw on the greens the other day that did you verticut them and then you top dress them? Is that how you did that to get them? I know this morning you said they were at 12. And then my other question is, how fast are you stimping those fairways?
how fast can you get the greens, Mike?
So we used a triplex mower that had groomers on it. We didn't do a verticut. It's more of a kind of a vertical tickle, I'll call it. It's not very aggressive at all. Mm-hmm. And then we worked the sand into that. You know, the idea is to kind of keep the sand, you know, it's not noticeable, but so it's somewhat near the surface. So, you know, it provides a little less friction and you're able to reach your green speeds that you're looking for. But, you know, I mentioned, we were around 12 as far as the stem meter today. I watered the greens real heavily last night, kind of setting ourselves up, you know, to kind of dry them out as we go through the tournament here. But even with a mow and a roll and a whole bunch of water last night, you know, we're right around that 12 number. So I don't think that we'll really work to get much faster than that. You know, if we get up much faster than that, you know, the playability, I mean, even for some of these golfers that, you know, they're very skilled. You know, if we get too firm and fast, we'll probably hear some complaints, you know, in that direction, which, you don't want that either.
Mike, I was always wondered whether it's you or any other superintendent, is it an advantage or disadvantage to be a golfer?
Oh, it's a big advantage.
Yeah.
I got my start in the industry. I had a love for the game. I played out of high school. You know, I was down close to a scratch golfer. And, you know, I had visions of playing on the tour. You know, that wasn't reality, but. I just love being around the game, and you know that I found an avenue to be on the golf course every day. And but I think it's really important for a superintendent to understand, you know, the golf course from the golfer's perspective. You know, what's playable. You know, are the greens too firm? Are they too soft? You know, what's the sand like? Is it, you know, is that playable? So I think it's really important to understand it, you know, not only from an agronomic side, but from a playability side and understanding the game. Now, I don't play a lot of golf anymore. I got kids I'm chasing around with all their activities, and it's just kind of hard to find time to get out there and play. But when I can, I sure enjoy getting out there and still thoroughly enjoy getting on the golf course and playing the two. So
one of my favorite things about Mike is you look in the back of his utility car that he drives around the golf course, and in there is a cup cutter. And a putter.
And a putter.
Yeah, yeah. So you know he loves it.
I got a wedge in there too now.
And a wedge, yeah. I forgot about the wedge, yes. Yeah. So he's got equipment in his cart to make sure it is the way he wants it to be. So I love that part.
That's a big advantage right there. And what time's wake up call tomorrow morning, Mike?
Let's see. Our tournament starts at 10. We're gonna be in at 6:30 tomorrow. I'll be in a little before that, but when we get to the tournament time, I'll be here at 5, and the rest of the crew will be at 5:30 in the morning, and we'll do our routine out ahead of play, and get everything all prepped out, and then come back in the evening and do some things too. So I'm an early riser. I can't remember the last time the alarm actually woke me up. It's kind of built into me now, so. Yeah, I like getting up, and there's some incredible sunrises this last week especially. So, I'm looking forward to this weekend and all the work going into it. But I thoroughly enjoy what I do, and I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, hey, Mike, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. And thanks to you and everybody at Blue Top Ridge. And really thanks to all the superintendents out there, because they get up, like you said, before the sun comes up and get golf courses ready so we can go out and enjoy them. And the folks behind the scenes, certainly. And you do a good job down there, Mike, and have a great tournament down there. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, thanks. All right, Mike Nelson from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, Brian's superintendent down there. So does a really good job getting that course in excellent shape. We're going to take a break, come back, and answer your text at 319-366-1600 on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line for Brian here. And Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way for a Wednesday on KGYM.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by four dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
This is the moment we wait for all year long. Summer. There's tennis to play, races to catch, baseball games to soak up, and softball leagues to win. Make sure you always get where you need to be with Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil. It's the first motor oil made from natural gas. That's right, motor oil made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection for an unbeatable summer. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only, offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Back Back in the gym class here in KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in northeastern Cedar Rapids. Great place to stop on by. They're locally owned and operated. Stop by after work. Bring the family. Bring friends. Bring some coworkers as well. Third Base Brewery here on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. Your questions welcome for Brian at 319-366-1600. It's always the fun part of the show. Not that the rest of it isn't fun, but
right.
You know, we get to help people. You get to help people. We just sit back and go, yeah, that sounds right.
I take notes.
Rick takes notes. Yeah. I take mental notes.
Right. We got two or three.
And I just hope I can help.
Yes.
I'm always worried what the question is.
You help me a lot. Something you said last time you were here, Brian. I've put it into use, and it's helped a lot. And that was pretend you, like, take a ball and do your normal swing, mm-hmm. and think of your palm of your right hand and the back end of your left hand. That has helped me a lot.
That's good.
In straightening out my shots from the fairway.
That's good.
Yeah, it has. Saw that for
yeah.
I square attest. In the face.
Yeah, it
square
helped
in the
a lot.
Face of the club.
Guaranteed for 18.
until I go, wait till you see this next one.
Hold
swing
my
too hard.
Beer.
Swing too hard.
Before we get the questions, I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about the volunteers at the Iowa Open, because I asked you before the show.
That's right.
You know, you've got the prairie grass. You've got places where, you know, we might not be able to find the ball, but you've got a nice volunteer group.
There's some scary spots, yeah. And besides all the charities that we're helping, one of our charities that we help a lot is the Give Foundation at our resort, Golf for Injured Veterans Everywhere. Well, they have brought out every day for the Iowa Open for the last 3 years the veterans. So the able-bodied veterans that we have are coming out, and they go out and they have them all set up in those difficult spots, like in the corner number 4 and to the right of 16. And I'm just trying to think of all those little spots out on the golf course, but the right of 9, and they're there to help you spot balls. So much like a real tour event, we have a huge number of people out on the golf course to make sure that none of the players lose a golf ball.
Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, that is so much fun, and we appreciate that so much. That they come out and that's their way. They wouldn't take no for an answer. They volunteered for it and said, we want to do this. And you know, we're the ones trying to help them and create a better life for them on the golf course. And that was their way of giving back to us. Mm-hmm. So very it's very
good.
Nice of them.
Very good program. 8593 on the text line, Brian. I keep hitting everything off the toe of the club. How do I get to center?
So two things with that. Check in, make sure your space between you and the golf club is good, meaning are your arms hanging in toward your body or are they hanging straight down? So from your shoulder to elbow, just make sure that your arms are hanging straight down so that you're not standing on your heels. So you want to be in a good athletic position. So sometimes that's the reason. The other reason a player swings and hits balls on the toe is because they're early extending. So that means your rear end comes inward as you get to impact. And if that's happening, you're gonna need somebody to get behind you and video it to see. So your butt, for lack of a better term, should stay on the line that it's on when you're at address through impact. And if it's moving inward, you know, it's hard not to pull your hands in to make space. The third thing that it could be is that you're truly just swinging left. So take a look at your divot, and if your divot's moving left, then you gotta change your path and get the path going more toward the target or right of the target. And get your divot to change.
1577 on the Hertzine & Stocker Jeweler text line. What are the benefits of a heavier putter, Brian? Would it help or hurt a mid-handicapper?
That's a loaded question. So
it's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good one. And there are a lot of heavy putters out there. Ping and Titleist both have a putter where they added 50 grams in the rear of the putter, those sort of things to help you swing the putter better. I would say the advantage of it is it does make a smoother motion with the putter when it's heavier. The disadvantage is controlling speed.
Yeah.
So now you have this heavy thing in your hand that you're trying to control the speed of something that's much lighter that you're striking. Some players have trouble with that. Some players, they love it. So it'll definitely be a feel thing for you and see if you like it or not. There's lots of them out there. I know we have some in our golf shop, and I'm sure you know, our sponsor's golf shop at Austed's. Thank you. We'll have some heavy putters that you could try as well. And that way you can get that good feeling of, of whether you like it or not, because you need to be able to control the speed.
You also have lead tape, too. You can always do that.
Yep. Mm. I had some light heads in years past, and I just let it up in the cavity.
Mm-hmm. 9267, just give me the secret. How do I get good? Rick, we've had that question before.
Yeah. Sorry, there's no magic pill. There's no secret that I have locked up in a box, unfortunately. Really, the reality is you know, you hear that verbiage of it takes 10,000 hours to be an expert at anything. That does not include golf. And so if you ask any tour player, they're well past 10,000 hours, then you know, those are the best players in the world. So it is practice. It is having someone watch your golf swing. I can't do it by myself either. I consider myself a good player, not a great player. But every now and then I have to have somebody take a look at me because I can't see it. And so don't be afraid to get some lessons, even at the most basic level. That's how you get better. Yeah. And then continuing to monitor how you're coming along in that swing and whatever it is you're working at the game.
Yeah.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Very much so. A couple more minutes if you'd like to get a text in at 319-366-1600.
Yeah, I had a quick question for Brian myself. And this goes back to our round Sunday when we were practicing for the Senior City Amp. I was doing okay. I was doing really good. The best round I had going of the year. And in fact, I was tied with Scott through 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And
what was his comment that day?
I had no comment.
He had no comments.
Wow, it was in your own head.
This could be the day.
He did not say it, to his credit. He did not say that.
You got a minute and a half, Rick.
All right. Well, anyway, I saw him hit, I won't say anything, I just saw him hit an errant drive.
Right.
And, bad drive.
And I went, oh, I don't want to do that. So I purposely did the anti-right swing.
Right.
And I hit the ball into the deepest grass.
Yeah.
Found it, couldn't get out of it. And there it was. There went the round.
That's typically when we lose target.
Yeah.
So gain back the target. When you watch something horrible, terrible, whatever it might be,
right.
And go back, get back in your routine, pick your target, make it very small, and tell yourself, I'm going to swing right at it.
Okay.
Hit at the target.
All right. Had I done that, and then I could have kept it on. But it was by that point. That took me off.
Right.
Off kilter.
That's good. Find that smaller
target. Smaller target.
Pick a small target. Try to have a short-term memory. Forget what you just saw.
Okay.
And get back in your routine and say, I'm hitting it right at that little thing.
Usually it's okay
to
watch UNASH, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a bad one. That was a bad one.
At a place I did not want to see.
Yeah, no. Right. Roads do that to me. Yes. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Best of luck to you, Brian.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. Best of luck to everybody out there in your tournaments coming up. Get out and golf.
Fun.
Yep. Have fun. Get out and golf. Next week, we're going to go back to back next week.
Okay.
And special guest Ellen Port is going to join us next week. Fascinating
She's
woman.
She's fun to talk to.
Who is going to be playing in the U.S. Senior Women's Amateur at Cedar Rapids
at Cedar
Country Club.
Cedar Rapids Country Club, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
We're going
to
talk
with
her.
We had lunch with her a couple weeks ago.
Yes,
she's
we did.
Fascinating to talk to.
Just an amazing, amazing golfer.
Yep.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Oh, Sports Center.